Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're back. Marks and Race on a beautiful Tuesday. As we have the Phillies and the Reds again tonight, we'll lead you into leading off a little bit early. We have a four-pack of Phillies tickets. We'll do it the same thing as yesterday, Jack Fritz. About,
yes, sir.
About 5:30-ish, we'll ask a question, a 2022 Phillies trivia question, and we'll line up people on the phone lines. The first person on the air that gets it correct wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Phillies and the Pirates next Friday, August 26th, with James Seltzer and Jack Fritz of the High Hope podcast. So that's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and go to Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. There are people that see the potential of this team, Ike, as being elite this year and going forward. I looked at the elite definition. And I don't know if this is Oxford. Do we normally do Webster?
Well, here's the problem. Is it Oxford's Britain, right?
I guess.
What do they know about it, the definition of elite?
So what, I have to do Webster?
Yeah, we're more of a Webster show.
All right.
Or maybe an Urban Dictionary show.
Well, I mean, no.
Let's not go down that road.
It's a lot of British. Anyway, what I'm finding the following. A select group that is superior in terms of ability or qualities to the rest of a group. So can the Eagles be an elite team going by that definition, which is they're superior to the rest of the, in this case, the NFC. We're not even talking AFC. We're talking NFC. So by the end of this season and then going forward for the next few seasons after that, could they be an elite team? And it's like, to your point, it's wide open. It really is. I think the Rams are going to be there for the foreseeable future, but there's a lot of question marks with a lot of the other teams that are there.
Yeah, I'm confused. Is there more than one elite team in the AFC?
Chiefs and Bills, I would say at this point.
Just the Chiefs and the Bills?
Chiefs, Bills.
How the Bills? The Bills are elite.
Well, I think the Bills are superior to the rest of the teams outside of Kansas City, at least going into the season.
Wow.
You disagree?
Yeah.
Oh, who?
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that are superior to the Bengals. They're superior? Nah, no. No, you can say they're better. You would take them over the Bengals, but superior as if like they're in another class. The Bengals were the team in the Super Bowl last year, right?
So if the Bengals are the third team in the AFC, right? So if I say the three top teams in the AFC are the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Bengals.
Yeah. What about the Broncos? Do they have a chance to be an elite team with Russell Wilson?
It's a tough division. So I think that they're going to win some games, but I don't know.
They're going to win some games. Okay.
How many wins do you have the Broncos next year?
I don't know. I mean, you go through the whole league. The AFC is a tougher conference. That's the benefit of being the Eagles. That was also the benefit of why Russell Wilson should have come to Philadelphia if he wanted to win, as opposed to going to Denver and playing in the AFC, because you have to get through a tougher conference. This actually boosts the case for the Eagles to be an elite team, because you don't have to worry about those teams over there in that conference. All you have to worry about is the teams in this conference. And moving forward, if I were to look over and project over the next 3 years, well, Aaron Rodgers will be 40 in 3 years. Well, who knows what his team will look like. Tom Brady could be out of the league after this season. So what is his team going to look like? The Dallas Cowboys? Will Zeke be gone? I don't know what the Cowboys are going to be like. I'm sure they'll be fired Mike McCarthy before the next 3 years are up. So they'll be on another coach. They can't be in the elite status, at least not until I see who the coach is. You get Sean Payton, okay, then maybe you rise to the elite status. But you don't have Sean Payton right now. You don't have Sean Payton right now, so I can't say the Cowboys. Who else am I looking at in the NFC? The Saints? The Falcons?
Saints don't have a quarterback. The Falcons don't have a quarterback.
The Commanders? The Giants?
The Commanders, no. Giants, no.
The Vikings? The Lions?
Bears, no. Lions,
no. I know we all love Dan Campbell, but are they about to be elite?
Yeah, but really what you're saying is the Eagles right now appear to have a leg up on a lot of these other teams that are in different they're better off right now. The Eagles are better off than a lot of these teams.
Yes, that's what I've been saying.
But it doesn't make them elite. It may make
them in this conference. I mean, listen, 12-5 doesn't make them elite. I guess only winning the Super Bowl makes them elite.
Well, if they won 12 games, yeah, it would be a lot easier for me to say, you know what, maybe they have entered the lead category, but they got to win 12 games. I'm not projecting them to win 12 games.
Okay. San Francisco going to be elite?
Man, if Trey Lance can't play, no, they're not.
Okay.
And that's a huge question.
Cardinals,
mark.
Are they going to be elite? Seattle, are they going to be elite?
Seattle, no.
I mean, all these teams have the same amount of question marks that the Eagles supposedly have, including at the quarterback position. Like, I look at the quarterbacks in the NFC. I'm not going to sit here and tell you Jalen is the best quarterback in the NFL, but these quarterbacks in the NFC, okay, I got Matthew Stafford. All of a sudden, he's the winning Matthew Stafford. Oh, he couldn't win a playoff game for a decade in Detroit, but now he's elite. I got Geno and Drew Lock in Seattle. I got Kyler Murray that everybody hates right now as a 5'9" quarterback. I got Trey Lance who played like 5 games at North Dakota State in college, but he's going to be great for some reason. I don't know. Saints don't have a quarterback. Tampa's quarterback is leaving in the year. The Panthers have Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. The Atlanta Falcons have Marcus Mariota and the kid from Cincinnati who I actually like. Minnesota has Kirk Cousins, Captain Kirk. Aaron Rodgers on his way out soon. Detroit has Jared Goff. The Bears have Justin Fields, Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz, and Daniel Jones. So how many of these quarterbacks, what, 3 or 4 of them? 4 of them?
Yeah, things can change quick. You know what I mean? Like the NFL, it's not baseball where it takes a couple of years to get better because you're building or you have to try to add through free agency to your already existing team. We saw the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, we just saw the Eagles change their whole roster over. Yeah.
So some of those teams you'll just see get better like that. But for the most part,
their front office isn't all as good as the Eagles.
I mean, we'd have to go team by team. But I mostly agree with what you're saying. I just like I don't just because the Eagles maybe have an earlier start on some of these other teams. Doesn't mean that when it matters and it counts that they're going to get to where we want them to go, which is winning playoff games. I mean, let's start with winning a playoff game first. Mm-hmm. Let's start with winning a playoff. They were losing 31-0 last year in the playoffs, right?
So winning a playoff game this year.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm with you.
I hope so.
We're winning the NFC East this year.
Okay.
12-5 NFC East playoff win. You got to remember, only one team gets a bye week. So it's hard to get to that 13-14 win status.
Right. Yeah, the top.
Only one team gets a bye.
Being the top of the conference doesn't mean as much as it used to.
Well, unless you're the number one team.
Unless you're the number one.
Yeah,
I mean, it still gets you maybe a second playoff game, but you don't get that bye week.
Didn't get Tennessee a second playoff game.
Well, definitely didn't.
They were the number one team in the AFC.
All right, a couple phone calls. Colton is calling
they were the number one team.
And they went down in flames.
And they lost the first game.
Yep. Colton in Oxford. Colton, go ahead, buddy. What's up?
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Hi, Colton.
What's up, Colton?
So I do believe the Eagles can become elite this year for sure, but the word elite is thrown around so loosely these days. There's a good bit of elite quarterbacks out there. You could argue there's at least top 10, you know, tier elite wideouts out there right now as well. Mm-hmm. To be an elite team in the NFL right now, you got to be a top 10 team, period. I feel like you can't just be a playoff team anymore because there's 14 teams that make the playoffs, and some of them just don't even belong.
Yeah.
If you're a top 5 in your respected conference or a top 10 in the league, I feel like you're top tier. You're a different level, and you have a chance to beat anyone. But elite, like I said, is just such a loosely used word. You can't just be elite anymore. You got to have, like, a clutch factor. For example, I want to say, like, the Cowboys last year. You know, they were a top 10, top five power rankings last year, like throughout the whole year. Finished the regular season 12-5, a pretty dominant, you know, elite year, like I
said,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost immediately in the playoffs.
Yep.
Now, compared to, like, the, you know, our Eagles team, the 2017 Eagles, even when Carson went down, the team was pretty elite, but they were by far the most clutch. Think about how many times the team didn't fold and how many clutch moments there were. You can be elite all you want, but if you ain't clutch when it's time, you know, what are we even talking about? You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the Aaron Rodgers factor, right there.
Yep, I 100% agree. But as a team, I feel like the Eagles in the next 3 years, they're looking top tier elite. Yes, for
okay.
Sure.
All right, you got a joke for us there, Jokester?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to keep it Philly-based because, you know, we're all Philly people here. How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
How do you find Will Smith in the snow? How?
You follow the Fresh Prince. What do you mean?
You follow.
Oh. Why did I think some type of Jada or Chris Rock punchline was coming in there?
We were all expecting the same thing.
I didn't even think of the Fresh Prince, yeah.
Jack, you follow the Fresh Prince. You like it? It caught me off guard.
Yeah, well, I love the ones that catch us off guard. Definitely pretty good.
It's a good joke. Good subtle. Good subtle joke.
Yeah. I still think Rick and Huntington Valley's...
Yes.
Strong.
Yeah, he didn't get as much of a laugh out of us. Yes, that one was much...
Yeah, it was funny.
It tickled our funny bone a little bit more.
It was funny.
Was it Charity and Destiny?
Yeah. He gives 50% of his salary to charity.
I didn't pick up on it until you guys mentioned the charity. I thought he actually was doing like a. I was late.
Right.
Right over my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And when charity's not working, Destiny gets the 50% of his salary.
Yeah.
We're still laughing about it. That must mean it's good.
Yep.
Andy and Deffer checking in. Andy!
Uh-oh. Yo, what's good, fellas? How we doing?
Andy!
What's up, Andy?
Yo, man, I love OG Wade. I love his passion, but sometimes his sound bites get over the top. Man, last week he was saying Hurts is more accurate passer than Patrick Mahomes. What?
Yeah.
I love OG Wade, though. But, yo, as far as the Eagles and the potential of being elite, 100% we got that potential. Here's the thing what a lot of you guys aren't hitting on. We're so accustomed to smash-mouth defense in this town, right? Whether it was the gangrene defense, whether it was Jim Dawkins and the Dawkins era. But you look at this defense now, I mean, you can go on every level, and we got 10 times better. You look at the D-line. We got Hassan Reddick. John, you're complaining about playmakers. You know how many sacks he's had the last two seasons?
Double digits, yeah.
23.5 total.
Right.
We got Jordan Davis is going to be a beast in the middle right there. You got BG coming back. I mean, we know he's coming back off that injury. We don't know what to expect, but he's coming back. You got Sweat back. You got Williams another year in the mix. And now you go to the linebackers. We don't have the Nate Gary. We don't have Singleton, 49, whatever his name is. We don't have those fringe NFL players starting at linebacker. Mm-hmm. You know what we got? We got legit linebackers. We got playmakers.
We got LBs, baby. Yes, sir.
We got Edwards. We got Kazir White. We got N'Kobe Dean. Mm-hmm. Who else am I missing? Taylor.
Yeah.
Young Cat.
We're deep.
Yeah. We got playmakers that can blitz, that have speed, that can tackle. We didn't have that in years past.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the secondary. We got a stud corner to go with another stud corner. Right? We got a safety, a cat from the 49ers. I don't know much about him.
Who may not even make the team.
What, that safety? Come on. I'm just saying, look at all these playmakers on that side of the ball to go with our offense, to go with A.J. Brown, to go with Dallas Goedert. All our playmakers on offense are under 28.
Yep.
Can you say that about most teams in the NFL? John Marks?
I don't know. Can you?
You can't because most team skill players aren't under 28 in the NFL. Okay? It's just, we're set up great to be elite. For now and for the next 5 to
but,
10 years.
But, oh, 10 years. 10 years. So 10
Period.
Years. Okay.
You feel me, Mike?
I'm with you, Andy.
I didn't feel you for 10 years, but so like, Andy, like, there's a difference between potential, right? Like, I'll say this about this team right here, right? Like, I feel like that the 45% of teams that make the playoffs 1 year don't make the playoffs the next year. This is a year-to-year league. Mm-hmm. I can tell you how the Eagles don't make the playoffs this year. is that the league adjusts to Jalen Hurts and he doesn't have much of an answer for it. And the the league adjusts to Nick Sirianni and to Shane Steichen, and they say, this is how we're going to defend you. It happened to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, they won 14 games and he was the MVP. They didn't make the playoffs last year.
If Jalen Hurts adjust to the league.
Of course. What if he doesn't? Of course, if he adjusts to the league, they're going to be great. But what if he doesn't?
Here's the deal. He's got more cards to play with in his deck right now. So the odds of him adjusting in a more substantial way positively are in our favor.
Why?
We're not trying out these. Jalen Rager isn't going to be on the field.
Yeah, but why? But why? Tell me why that they're in your favor. Why?
We're going to have
because you want him to be?
We're going to have legit playmakers to go with a legit up-and-coming quarterback, period.
Okay, so Lamar Jackson wins an MVP. They miss the playoffs 2 years later, right? Like, you do know that could happen, too.
Lamar Jackson has been dog poopy for 2 years. He got hurt last year.
Okay.
So don't get credit that he got hurt. And you act like they've been horrible. That team hasn't been taking a huge step back.
They went from 14 wins to not making the playoffs.
But it ain't like they
but I'm just saying the league adjusted to Lamar Jackson. He has trouble. He has trouble as a passer. He makes the plays. He runs around the same. They figured out a way. They blitz him. They're not afraid of him anymore. They blitz him. When they have an answer for Jalen Hurts and what he did last year, you're right. It's a matter of now. What are the Eagles' offense and coaching staff and Jalen Hurts do? And I'm not sold that he's going to be fine and everything's going to be great and it's going to be easy.
Well, you need to believe, man. I think we're going to be elite. I really think we're going to be elite. I think we got all the pieces to be elite.
I know they have Tart. They have Tart. I know they have Tart. He's going to be great as the whatever.
Jaworski. Yes.
Exactly.
Jaworski.
I don't know if we're going to need to learn his name.
Jaworski.
We may not need to learn his name.
Well, it'd help if they call it out every once in a while on TV.
The problem. I haven't heard a lot of talk about
it. Yes, I haven't heard much.
Hey, are you sick and tired of that constant pain in your knees, hips, or back, especially this time of year? Well, listen, get pain-free and do it with QC Kinetics. They're helping people right here every day, giving lasting pain relief using the latest advances in medicine. The science is simple. They concentrate your own body's healing agents and apply them to your aching joints, restoring and repairing damaged tissue. No drugs, no steroids, no surgery. The old remedies for pain, they're just that, the old remedies. Need to learn more about how medicine at QC Kinetics can change your life. So make this the last summer you suffer from chronic pain. They have clinics right here in the Philadelphia area and all over America. So this new, exciting, natural way to deal with joint pain. No side effects, no downtime, no surgery. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. Kevin and I only checking in. Kevin, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, Johnny Marks. What's happening, man?
What's up, Kev?
I'm disappointed in you today, man. I'm well, yeah. You know what I need? I need a drink, man. I need a cup of that Ike juice, man.
Oh, hook him up.
Kevin,
drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. Man. Yeah, Ike.
What's up, baby?
Hey, listen. Yes, we do have a chance to be an elite team. And you know why Jonathan Gannon got better last year? Because he had a sit-down with number 91, man. You forgot that, didn't you, Johnny Marks? You know, Elliott Shore Parks forgot that when Fletcher Cox sat down and talked with Jonathan Gannon, the defense got more aggressive, and they took off. They went on that little run, big playoffs. So, yeah, you know why we're going to be elite? Because we got linebackers now. We got real linebackers. Elliott Shore Parks.
You know how you're not elite? That. You score 7 points in the first quarter of the last six games of the season. That's how you're not elite.
Okay, so you must be talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay.
But here's the thing. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the Eagles. All right, like they had problems with slow starts. Now, if you just want to wave your pennant and put on your Eagles jersey, and that's the reason, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But that's not what we're talking about today. At least that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
today,
that's what
Kevin.
We do. I got my hat on.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm aware and I'm aware proud because I'm trying to tell you, man, that second level takes a whole lot of pressure off the front and the back end, man. You got safeties that can do other responsibilities. Don't have to peek in on a run. They can take away opposing number one wide receivers now. We got linebackers that can cover. Plus, we got linebackers that can tackle at the line of scrimmage or behind it, man. Mm-hmm. That's very important. Tell him, Ike, man, you was a linebacker.
I'm with you, dog. Man, you're hitting it all on the head there, Kevin. I love it. I love it.
And then, Johnny. Hey, John, now listen, man.
You got it. Listen, you got to give a guy credit, man. Last year was the first season that he started in the NFL. You got to remember, the first four games, he didn't have any training camp.
I don't care.
He didn't have any OTAs. He came in, they got excited behind him.
What happened to training camp and OTAs? He did have that, actually.
No. You got to remember the pandemic. They didn't have no OTAs. No.
Yes, they had
training camp.
Yeah, they did. They had plenty of practice. They had plenty of practice. I believe. I know. What are you going to tell me next? He hasn't had an offensive coordinator, the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row before this?
No.
Well, he hasn't.
Everywhere he's been a winner.
He's a winner.
Man.
There it is. Yes. You just did the trifecta.
The kid just got that moxie, man.
I know he does. Kevin, believe it or not, and I know everyone knows going to – I actually like Jalen Hurts. I actually truly like Jalen Hurts. And I wish
– Really?
Yes, I actually really like him. And I hope he can play because I really like the kid. I hope he can play.
Man.
But, you know, I think you're looking at the next Jimmy G. Jack, what do you think about
this?
Hey,
Jimmy G.
Yeah. Jimmy G's not for
winner.
Me. Yep, not for me, Jimmy G.
I tell you what, you can't sell me on this team being elite because they got some freaking linebackers.
Oh, now we finally get linebackers, and you want to poo-poo them, huh?
Well, they're great, but that's not changing. That's not turning this team into a 12-13. It's nice. It's cute. It's a nice little addition. But can we get back to the things that matter?
The quarterback.
No, we don't. Yeah. We don't want to.
And pass rush.
We don't want to do that. 215-592-9494.
Oh, man.
It's Marks and Reese. All right, we're going to have to stack these jokes coming up. If you want to be in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League, we're looking for a jokester on National Joke Day. Whoever makes us laugh the hardest, the most, whatever it is, as we determine at the end of the program, will be in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. 215-592-9494. Also, how about this, Ike? An update on Kevin Durant. Who's he working out with?
Uh-oh.
And what trade is considered the front runner right now? We'll get into all of that and get back to the phones as well. Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Mark Sudaris, we are back. This segment sponsored by Comcast Xfinity. All right, we'll get back to the Eagles phones and the jokes in a second. Some 76ers news here as it relates to Kevin Durant. There's an Athletic report out there that says the Celtics are the current front runner with the best offer for Kevin Durant. An offer built around Jaylen Brown seems to be the most appealing trade package to the Nets right now. But it also says that ownership is standing strong, staying patient, not giving in to accept any offers below their high asking price.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and it goes on to say that there's been no real progress, but right now Boston has the best asking price, and if they're not willing to make the move, then if they still are asking for, you know, like before they're asking for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, that's obviously not going to happen. So how far are they willing to move off? Or are they like very comfortable going into the season, hoping that other teams get involved and there's some stirring of the pot? So Seems like that may be the case, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think this is more about Kevin Durant hoping for a Hail Mary here.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one who's asked to be traded. The Nets didn't say, I'm going to trade Kevin Durant. He asked to be traded.
Correct.
So, like, the Nets aren't in a rush to get rid of Kevin Durant. And if you look at it from their perspective, why would they be? He's Kevin Durant.
Right.
So I wouldn't be looking to trade Kevin Durant right now myself unless, like, if these are the best offers. I take it back to the Sixers because it's so ironic considering Ben Simmons is up there right now. But what Daryl Morey said was, okay, you guys have sent me offers and I've seen them. It's not worth me trading Ben Simmons right now.
So we'll hold on to him as long as it takes
until I
get an offer.
Yes.
He got his guy.
Well, he always wanted James Harden, and that's what he was really waiting for.
Right.
But nobody else even came close to giving up those caliber of players enough to make Daryl Morey say, you know what, I love you, James, but I can't turn this deal down. Like, they're offering me Devin Booker, right? Like, nobody is doing that type of deal. So Daryl Morey held on to Ben Simmons because he knew James Harden was a much bigger prize. Well, the Nets don't necessarily have that in their coffins waiting, but they also know I got Kevin Durant under contract for the next 4 years. He can't go anywhere.
Right. Yeah, they really do have a lot of leverage.
Exactly. That's their position. The leverage is that we don't have to trade you.
So you go into the season, and you hope that a team gets desperate. They're willing to part with players they weren't before.
Yep.
Why rush it unless you're getting almost everything that you're asking for? Like, if Boston's willing to give almost everything they're asking for, then you do the deal now. It's fine.
Yeah.
If they're saying we're not giving you this player, and we're going to only give you one draft pick instead of three draft picks, okay, we'll go into the season.
And if you're Boston and Brooklyn is asking for pretty much your whole bench, all your depth, right? Not even the bench, just your depth. You know, they want Jaylen Brown, they want Marcus Smart, they want Robert Williams, right, and draft picks. So the Celtics are saying, okay, well, then what are we going to have if we give all of that up?
A thin roster with Durant
and Jason Tatum. Yeah.
Without a point guard, without
bench. Well, no, they got Brogdon.
Well, they got Brogdon, Brogdon. Yeah, and that actually was
a huge
great move for him.
So, if you're the Celtics, you're good. You just made it to the NBA Finals. You just beat Kevin Durant and those guys. So if you're Boston, you either take the deal I'm willing to give you or I can run it back with my team.
We'll beat you again this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd run it back with my own squad.
Yeah, it's actually a good spot to be bought, but you know Boston wants him to.
Yes.
You know that they want him, so.
But they don't want him bad enough to give up what Brooklyn wants. That's the point.
Right.
Yep. That's the whole thing. Yeah, of course Boston wants him, but they don't want to give up what Brooklyn is asking for to get him.
So it plays into the season, and then Durant plays for the Nets.
Yep.
He's not happy about it. And then it goes towards the trade deadline. And at that point, it's like, okay, what can we get? You hope some other teams become involved. Who knows what happens at that point?
Yeah, I don't know why KD just wouldn't play this year out. If you're mad next year because they won't re-sign Kyrie, then demand a trade next season.
Right.
But this season, you may as well. Like,
I wonder how much Steve Nash has to do with this, because by all accounts, nobody wants him to be the coach.
Well, then that's something the owner should be looking at. If nobody wants him to be the coach up there.
Well, there was a player in the summer league. He's their former first-round draft pick. There was a player in the summer league, Jack. I don't know if you saw this. There, he was asked about Steve Nash, and he kind of rolled his eyes. Mm-hmm. Was asked the question.
Oh, yeah, because he wanted him to pass.
Right. So yeah.
Cam Thomas.
Yes, Cam Thomas.
Yeah.
So at least in the last round of stories, the sticking point was Durant's like, all right, you get rid of these guys if you're keeping me. And the owner of the Nets was like, no, we're staying with our
– yeah.
Our front office and our coach.
Well, and the real concerning thing for us is that those of us that want Kevin Durant, you know, can you put together a trade package that's better than what Boston offers? And like, why would the Nets want to trade him to Philly for, like, what are you offering the Nets?
Jaylen Brown's better than what the Jaylen Brown's and additional players are better what the Sixers have. The Sixers don't have an abundance of draft picks. In fact, they don't have draft picks they can trade. They have pick swaps they can trade.
Yeah.
Which leads us to the next thing. We know KD and James Harden were hanging out, and they were working out together, Ike. Mm-hmm. Well, guess who KD was working out with in the lab together, as they say? Mm-hmm. Jason Tatum. So, yeah, kind of how I feel, too.
So he's just dating everybody
out
there right
now. He's trying to figure out who he's going to go steady with.
Right, yeah.
Well, listen, Jason Tatum's going to shoot the ball. You know, Harden's
going
to pass.
You have to worry about that, yeah.
Why don't you factor that in, Kevin?
Well, listen. If those are the two players on the team, then they don't. You know, they can take all the shots they want.
Listen, yeah.
The next big one is him.
Oh, believe me, Kevin Durant ain't deferring to anybody, and that includes coming here and Joel Embiid.
Yep.
He ain't deferring to any, nor should he.
No, he's gonna
Kevin friggin' Durant.
No, he's gonna be feeding the post. He's gonna be working the ball deep to Joel.
Yeah, stand around there and watch.
If he work the next key workout is Joel. If those are pictures.
If
together.
They're working right. out, he's coming to the Sixers.
Trying to work on things.
So Jack, stock up, stock down on Durant getting traded to Philly. How do you feel today?
It's tough. I'm gonna go stock down.
Me too. You know,
I did not like this. I did not like seeing the Tatum picture.
Oh, it hurts.
Because I felt like he was ours, and now it feels like he's shopping that offer, and I don't like that.
Well, Howard is probably reveling in this right now.
Oh, he's sitting there and he's walking right now, probably.
Well, listen, it felt better last week. Does
it
not
did.
Feel as good, but it was always going to be something that wasn't getting done right now. You got to think about this. You shouldn't have to sell to anyone on trading for Kevin Durant. There should be teams lining up to give you whatever it is you're looking for to get Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I almost feel like that you're getting him at a much better price than you normally would. Now, listen, Brooklyn was able to sign him by a free agency, which is great for them. But if you're trading for a guy like Kevin Durant, yeah, then you're paying a huge price for him. So, and Boston, unfortunately, right now has the most to offer. And honestly, Ike, I hope it goes into the season and try to let Daryl figure it out on the fly.
Of course.
And maybe he can get additional pieces to trade, and who knows what happens from here. By the way, if the Celtics are off to like a great start, and they're the best record in the Eastern Conference, are they making a trade?
If the Celtics really wanted Kevin Durant, they would just give Brooklyn what they're asking for and get Kevin Durant
and get it done as opposed to playing it out.
Yeah, like why would you wait on anything else? You gonna wait for him to get injured,
right?
In the regular season or something? Like what would you be waiting for?
Get him at a better price.
You're not going. How are you going to get him at a better price?
Well, you don't have to give up Robert Williams. You give up.
Brooklyn doesn't have to trade him.
Right. No, you're right.
He's not a free agent at the end of the year. Like, he's not going anywhere.
Nope. Like Daryl Morey said, we've got four years left.
Exactly. I mean, it's the same exact thing. Like, Ben Simmons he wasn't going to be a free agent, so the Sixers have him under contract.
Yep. They can play the waiting game.
Yes. Yep. Brooklyn do the same thing.
Sixers, Sixers-Celtics opening night.
How about that?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Open the season.
Oh, yeah.
With Kevin Durant.
Well, we will see.
Will he be on Boston? Will he be on Philly? Or will he still be in Brooklyn?
I think that's what the NBA is banking on.
I tell you, they didn't even put him in – they didn't even put the Nets on Christmas.
Christmas, right. Yep. Yeah, because they don't know.
They don't know, yeah.
They don't know. It's too up in the air. You know, because you put that on Christmas Day and you have Nick Claxton out there running around with Ben. Mm-hmm. Ben's playing, though. He told Stephen A. Smith. I don't know if you saw that. Him and Stephen A. are boys, I guess. He told him he's going to be playing.
Yeah.
Bank it. We'll see.
He can play.
Let's go back to the phones. We have buddy Ja'Cory in Florida on the line, Ike. Ja'Cory!
What's going on, guys?
Ja'Cory, how are you, buddy?
What's up,
good,
brother?
Man. What's going on, Unc? What's going on?
What's up, J-Man?
Good, man. So,
you know, the earlier question, y'all said, can this team be elite? Yeah, we can be elite, you know, on defense outside of the safeties. You know, we're elite everywhere else. The D-line, the linebackers, you know, your guys, N'Kobe Dean, Ike. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew he was going to be good. You know why? His hairline is starting to creep back. See the fro? It's starting to creep back. About 2 years, he's going to have a baldy.
He's going to have a baldy in a couple years.
The O-line is elite. You know, the receivers are elite. I like the trio of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Quez Watkins. Like I said earlier, I really don't like the running back room so far with Miles being hurt now. He has hamstring injury.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I think we trade for a running back, or we pick up a running back on the waiver wire at the end of the training camp. It's still the 53-man roster. But it's on Jalen Hurts once again, like, to make this team elite. It's going to be games where the defense is not going to have a good day. He's going to have to get us over the edge. Mm-hmm. So, if Hurts can do that, this team can be elite. If he can't, you know, we're going to be looking for another quarterback. Earlier, y'all was talking about the teams that will be elite in a couple of years. I think, Mark, I think you said this. I think the Saints are going to be elite because if you look, you know, outside of, you know, our defense is
well, they need a quarterback.
Yeah, they need a quarterback.
Yep.
So they need a quarterback. The same with in the AFC with the Titans, too. But here's my dad joke. Ike, you gonna like this one, Ike.
Okay.
So, Ike, guess what rapper is coming out with his own walking cane?
Guess what rapper is coming out with his own walking cane?
2 Chainz?
No. Big Daddy Kane.
All right, get out, Ja'Cory.
Big Daddy Kane.
Out.
Love Big Daddy Kane.
Good phone call, terrible joke.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, when we have to debate that
Not
one.
Even so bad, it's good. It's just so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, when we have to debate that one, Ja'Cory. Good call, though, brother.
Let's go to...
What did he say? What kind of rapper?
I don't know.
This is a game, Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane. And GD, it's hard being the Kane.
Oh, man.
Were you a Big Daddy Kane fan?
Of course.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was, too.
Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, when they used to have the battles.
Yeah, that was good late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. Rap. Let's go to Ron Roxborough. Ron, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Ron?
What's up, Ron?
I would love to be in the league, but I wouldn't even try to beat Charity and Destin, and that's just I feel good on that one. That's the end of that one. I'm a big believer in Jalen Hurts and the talent of the team. But I agree with Johnny, and I don't agree with him on two different things. I agree with him. I don't think the Eagles have a chance to be elite after this year for the only reason that my definition of elite is that when you're looking at that schedule, other teams go, that's a loss. And Jalen Hurts, to me, is not going to be able to make the leap. And I think he's going to make a leap. Mm. I don't think he's going to be able to make the leap that when teams are looking at them, they go, oh, that's a loss to the Eagles. Even after the Eagles won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz, I don't think they were elite. I think everything came together. I think when you got a team like the Packers with Aaron Rodgers, you know, the Bills have a great team, and Josh Allen made that leap to, like, elite status. Those are the elite teams. There's, like, four of them. I don't think the Eagles could be that next year, even though I think Johnny's wrong in how many games he thinks the Eagles are going to win. I think, John, I actually wonder if you actually believe that, because I think when people are picking wins and losses, they're just picking it based on how good they think the Eagles are, and they're not putting enough emphasis on the schedule. Like, if the Eagles are playing the Bengals and the Chargers and the Bills,
right,
the Buccaneers,
right,
I would have them losing a lot more games, but, like,
right.
But, like, if you break the schedule down, like, Johnny, what do you have them going into the division?
5-1, 4-2. 4-2 at worst.
4-2 at best, 3-3 at worst.
Okay, all right, so 4-2. PFF has 3 teams on their schedule in the top half of the roster. The Saints, the Colts, and the Packers. They play the Saints and the Packers at home, the Colts away. What would you have them going among those three?
I'm not even following what you just said.
They play the Saints, the Colts, and Packers,
okay,
and those three teams have a top half of the league roster. They're in the top 15 roster rankings in PFF.
Okay. The Saints, the Colts, and the Packers, you said?
Yeah, those three teams. What would you have them going? 2 of them are home, 1 of them is away.
2-1 best case, 1-2 worst case.
Okay. And then, like, the next 4 teams are the bottom half of the team, bad quarterback, young QB. The Jags, the Steelers, the Texans, and the Bears. 2 at home, 2 away.
That's 4-0.
4-0, right, Ike? That's what I would say. But, Johnny, what would you say?
I don't know. 2-2, 3-1.
Which two teams out of those four would you have?
Ron, why don't you just have me go like, if you really want to do this, just let me pull up the schedule. No, because, like, you can cherry pick those things, or you can go through the whole schedule, because the flow of the schedule also matters too, right? To where if you're going through the schedule, there's trap games. I think it's a loss to Detroit week one, or at least they're going 1-1 entering week 3 against Washington, right? Like, you say that 5-1 in the division, 4-2 in the division. They haven't beaten the Cowboys in a couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
They lose to the Giants. Yeah. The Giants games are a lot different than if you're just playing some out of division team. The Giants game's tough. The Commanders game's going to be tough. Right, so
we play the Cowboys on my birthday. Ain't nowhere in hell we lose.
Well, that
might
be a win then.
Yeah, that's a win.
Go ahead, Ron.
Sunday night. Ooh,
what I would say,
city
is
gonna be lit.
When we go through the schedule, a lot of times people say that's like the flow of the schedule, or whatever.
Right,
but really, it usually doesn't end up being like that. What it ends up being is the strength of the teams you schedule. Like last year, I thought the Eagles would win 9 or 10 games, but I thought they'd lose like 5 or 6 of their first games.
So how many wins do you have them this year?
I would say a fair prediction would be 11-4, and my prediction would probably be 13-4.
13-4.
Wow.
That's my prediction.
That's what I'm talking about, Ron. That's what I'm talking about, though.
Not because, but it's just because, like, they only play, like, one elite team. They play the Packers. Like,
and they're not even that elite.
No.
And we play them at home.
No. Yeah. 13
well, they aren't that elite.
Maybe not as strong as they have been in the last 2 years, but still certainly a team that are going to win more games than the Eagles this season. At least that's what I believe.
The Packers are going to win more games than the Eagles?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But that's what I would bet right now is that they would.
Okay. Well, I'll keep an eye on it.
Let's go to Christine.
Keep an eye on that.
Christine,
one.
Go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
What's up,
I just wanted to let you know that in elite also means enlightened or illuminated people.
I'm illuminated quite a bit, Christine.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I definitely, to consciousness and the flow of energy, hindsight's always 20/20. Mm-hmm. So you're talking to somebody that was, you know, at that stadium in the 700 level when Tampa Bay came in and shut the house down.
Whatever happened, like, Reese?
Yeah, me too. All three of us were in the vet that day.
Well, I was in the 700.
Well, one of us wasn't there.
Right. Jack wasn't.
I was in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. The rest of us
it
were there.
It was crazy. And my godchild ended up being born on the 4th of July at 11/11. And then I was in the Lincoln Financial on the 10-yard line when Tampa Bay came in and shut the house down again.
You got to stop going to games, Christine. Stay home.
Well, no, I just was like, why is Tampa Bay doing this? Because I wear number 5, McNabb, and Andy Reid and that whole entire team. That's my Philadelphia Eagles.
Is this your is this your joke that you're telling here, or is that still to come, Christine?
Oh, well, no. Well, it's just a little bit because you've been talking about contracts and things like that.
Oh.
So I was kind of – well, I'm definitely going to tell you a joke. It's more of a riddle because it just depends
on
how you look at it. Huh?
I believe you, and I love riddles. Let's get right to it. It has to be a short riddle, though. Jack, did you screen this?
Nope.
Let's get to the right. Let's do it. Let's do it, Christine, because we're up against
it. Okay. What is more important, time or money?
What is more important, time?
Easy, time.
Or money?
Right, because you can always make money and you can't get back time.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
I think I've heard that one, Christine. Good one.
Thank you. Well, I'm still wearing my watch.
Okay.
All right, Christine, thank you. Jack, you're not a fan?
No.
Good call, though.
Yeah, I mean, she made us
she made us laugh.
215-592-9494. All right, reminder, 5:30.
What do you have more of, time or money?
Neither.
Probably have more time than money.
Jerry Jones has more money than time.
Yes, he does.
No rings.
Top 5 at 5 with
Jack. He's got three.
Nah, they don't count. I mean, I wasn't alive, so they don't.
Well, they don't count because they're Jimmy Johnson's rings. They're not Jerry's rings, right?
What has he done?
He's got to earn his ring.
Yeah, well, he's trying to.
Believe me, he's trying to. Top 5 at 5 coming up with Jack, so don't go anywhere for that. We have a And Ike, we have a four pack of Phillies tickets that we're going to be allowing people to earn coming up here at 5:30. So don't go anywhere. Four pack of Phillies tickets for next Friday night. Xfinity Internet is beyond gig speed fast, powerful enough to connect hundreds of devices at once. Unbeatable internet with supersonic Wi-Fi. Go to Xfinity.com or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds may vary, and we're going to have to decide who the funniest person is on the show today for a spot in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. That's all coming up next. Marks and Reese.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.